Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. And back in Studio A this morning with my guest from Johns Hopkins University. She is a research associate. Leonla Nelson is joining me this morning here in the studio. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me. Good morning, everybody. My name is Leonla Nelson. And I'm from Tisson Spas, Arizona, which is where I currently reside. And I work at the Center for Indigenous Health under Johns Hopkins University at our Shiprock, New Mexico site.
Very good. Well, it's great to have you here and to talk a little bit about this program that you are working with and how other folks in the area can maybe get involved and help with some of the research that you are doing. And that's what brings you here to the radio this morning, right?
Yes. I would like to talk a little bit about our program, Family Spirit Strengths. It's a home visiting program which we offer in the Shiprock area. And what we are doing, thanks for pulling up our flyer.
There you go.
We are looking for moms who live within an hour's radius of Shiprock in any direction. So we're in a unique spot. So San Juan County out in the Bloomfield, Aztec, maybe Herfenode, kind of depends, area.
Okay.
And all the way down this way towards Shiprock, we're looking for moms who have a child under the age of 24 months or who are pregnant. Have to be 14 years or older at the time of enrollment and be willing to share some, to disclose some information that suggests that they potentially may need this home visiting program.
I see. Okay. And with that area that you're looking for, does that extend to the other Four Corner states as well from the Shiprock area?
Yes.
Would you accept maybe women in Northeast Arizona or Southeastern Utah
question.
And
Yes, thank you for asking. So we do have moms currently in our program, in some of our programs that are out in Cortez, Colorado, and then, of course, up to Shiprock. And we service a little bit of Utah, like the Aneth, Montezuma Creek area. And then in Arizona, about Mexican Water area, coming back to Shiprock, Lacachigay, we do have moms in Lacachigay, and then down 491 all the way to Nos Chitty.
Sure.
So a huge radius.
Yeah, big area to have folks maybe take advantage of this program. And so I wanted to ask you more about it because, as you mentioned, you are a research associate, so this is a research program about home visiting for moms or new moms, right?
Correct.
And to get some research and to see if maybe they could benefit from programs like this one that we're talking about. Is that kind of the idea?
Yeah. What we want to do, the purpose of this program is we are wanting to see if the home visiting aspect and the educational lessons that we're offering to parents in this age range is beneficial to them. Honestly, all we want to do is, I just like to tell moms, we just want to hang out and offer support.
Right.
And, you know, at this time, it's been a rough couple of years with the pandemic happening. And just being a new mom in general, especially if it's their first child, or even if they have multiple children, you know, having to balance and changes that happen with that. And so we offer the support through this home visiting program. So it does go through, there is a curriculum, there are topics that we do talk about with our parents, relaxation techniques, problem solving. Sometimes we get moms who are struggling with drug and alcohol. And so we're just there to support them and to uplift their overall mental well-being. And so, and then we know the research does show that, you know, moms who are happier, healthier, then raise happier, healthier children, and that helps the children on their trajectory.
Right. A win-win.
Correct.
It sounds like to me, right?
Yes.
And this is a home visiting, so you are going to the moms. They don't have to come to you.
Correct.
That's another big important part of this.
Yes. Yeah. I like to tell moms it's not like it's not another appointment that you have to come down to Shiprock for. You know, Shiprock for the Navajo community specifically, or Native American community, Shiprock is is the largest hospital in this area.
Right.
And so we do have a lot of people that come from a lot of places to come get services at the service unit. And so we say that we offer home visiting so that, you know, it's not another appointment. And plus having a new baby, you know, having to get all of him or her ready, or your other children
wrap
ready.
Everybody up, yeah, and get them in the car seat.
Correct.
And get
yeah.
them in the car. Yeah,
correct.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah. And people also have other obligations too. Maybe they have livestock, maybe they're caring for their parents, you know, or they have other children, you know, stay at home activities.
Right.
So the home visiting, I think, really offers that extra support, and we're really trying to meet people where they're at.
Right. And this is free of charge for families who
correct.
Sign up to take advantage of this. And the idea is that you are offering the support and all the things that you mentioned in exchange for some of just their feedback, I suppose, right, on how it's going
yes.
and how it's
yes.
working for you and for them?
Yes. So as I mentioned, it is a research project, so there are assessments associated with this. There are three time points. So at the very beginning, we have a baseline assessment because we want to see where families are at the very beginning.
Where you're starting.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go through our program. And then there's an assessment right after. So I like to call it's called the post-assessment, but it's kind of, in my mind, it's like a pre-test, post-test, you know, to
sure.
see. And then we're able to gauge if the activities from the home visits, if that improved, if any, and we're hoping that it does.
Right.
And then we wait a little bit, and then let the dust really settle. And then 2 months later, we do, again, the end line, I guess. So there are three assessments. And we do offer $25 gift cards to people who participate
okay.
And get that part done, because it's time consuming and we do want to compensate them for their time.
Sure. Very good. And so, and the idea, I guess, being is then that research will be used in future home visiting, maybe programs or going to maybe best practices or things like that to kind of help you understand what's working, what's not working type of thing.
Correct. Yeah. So this was brought on from the tribe.
Mm-hmm.
The tribe does, we work, our center, the center does work very closely with Navajo Nation. And so this was an area of need. You know, we did see that there was a gap. So there are several home visiting programs in the area. Even we have several family spirit broader programs that focus on different things, and this is the one that focuses specifically on improving mental maternal health. And so with that, yes, like you're saying, best practices, and we're hoping that, hey, you know, something like this does work, or people do like these techniques, or this approach is helpful, and we're hoping that we could help roll that out broadly.
Right. So I guess my idea is that, or my thinking is that these moms have an opportunity to help future moms.
Correct.
By taking part in this research project yeah. to give feedback and kind of let you know what's working, what's not working, how they're doing, how they started, how they finished, and hopefully lots of positives that come out of this.
Yeah. Yeah. And we also, with this program too, it's culturally tailored
mm-hmm.
to Native American families. You know, things are just a smidge different. And so we're also wanting to see to see how the adaptations of that is working and if people do relate and like that as well.
Right. And that's, I think, really important too for a lot of folks. It's not maybe a cookie cutter, you know, this fits this mom
yeah.
in any state, in any place where you're
all.
Talking
yeah,
about
no,
it.
Yeah,
this is not what we're talking about.
Correct.
At all. Perfect. And so what's the time commitment, I guess, too? We talked a little bit about this before we came on the air this morning, and it kind of does vary depending on how things are going, I guess. But if a mom is considering maybe signing up or wanting more information, what would you say? What type of time commitment are they looking at?
So once they get started from that baseline to the end line, it's 6 months.
Okay.
And well, it can be up to 6 months. Generally, people are about 6 months, but we do give a little cushion because life happens, right? Again,
sure.
They're moms. So there's a lot of different things going on. Like even now, the holidays, we probably won't get people to keep some of their appointments this month. You know, there's just things that are happening. So we average 6 to 9 months. On a low end 6 months, and on a high end 9 months, and it's tailored to the moms, and their visits can happen, again, it's personalized, so up to them. We like weekly, so sometimes it's bi-weekly. We get some moms who take two days a week,
mm-hmm.
so it really depends on them, and our job is just to support them and help them get through the curriculum that we're going through and the lessons that we're doing. So
right. Got you. And so, there's not necessarily a specific starting time, I guess. Does it kind of just it's flexible, I guess, too, that whenever anyone gets started, they get started?
Yeah, as long as they're within the eligibility criteria, again, mm-hmm. so as long as their child is under 24 months, we can get started at they're eligible, and we can get started at any time point.
Right, right. Yeah. Very, very good. And again, you are looking for new moms, repeat moms, anyone that meets that criteria, I guess,
yeah.
right, that is Native American and living within Shiprock or the area 100 miles of Shiprock?
Kind of, yes.
Kind of.
Yes. So what the eligibility criteria right now is we are looking for moms or caregivers because I don't want to leave that out.
You know,
they're also very important is that sometimes we have grandma or we have aunties or other caregivers that are caring for the child. So if they need that extra support as well, then we're happy to offer that. So moms, caregivers, female caregivers who are 14 years or older, mm-hmm. who live within an hour's radius of the Shiprock Service Unit, Northern Navajo Medical Center.
Okay.
And very good. To start.
Right. And so if folks want to get more information or to sign up, we are showing a QR code on your poster right now so they can mm-hmm. name their phone at the screen and it should work, right? Or they could call and ask more questions.
Yeah, they can. You can scan the QR code that actually goes directly to our staff in Shiprock. Mm-hmm. We are a staff of 5, I believe so.
Okay.
And that's really important as well. I just want to highlight our staff. I think we probably have some people that are listening as well. But
hi, staff. thanks for listening.
Yeah, but our staff are from the community. So, you know, we get the culture here, understand. And we also really like to, the other part of our program is we refer to services as well. So part of the stress of, you know, being a parent is, you know, potentially needing these other services. So our home visitors are very well aware, very well versed in the different resources in the community. We get people who ask us, hey, I need my baby's birth certificate. Or right now we'll probably get a couple of people who are asking for that because taxes are coming up, you know,
right.
And like, how do I get my child's CIB? Or I'd like to sign up for WIC benefits or things like that. And so we're able to point people in the right direction or even sometimes even print some of those things out because, again, we at the beginning of the show, we talked about how remote our program is.
Right.
Are the remoteness of the moms that where they could be. And so we take our laptops or a hotspot. And, mm-hmm. you know, we help people fill things out online or print and take it over and potentially even turn in sometimes. So it really depends on what the needs are of the moms, but
right.
able to offer those types of services as well.
Above and beyond what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, it's connection. We call it connection to other services, and we're happy to do that. And so
sure.
Our home visitors, again, are very well-versed. They're from the community. They grew up here, and so they're very knowledgeable about what is going on.
Right, right. Very good. I also wanted to share the phone number for folks listening on the radio who can't see the QR code and
yeah.
don't know what we're talking about, but that number is on the poster, right? That 505-368-4234 number.
Yes.
Is the number that folks could call to either sign up by phone or ask more questions or get more details answered for them to take part in this study.
Yeah, just let them know that you're calling for Family Spirit, for short,
mm-hmm.
Family Spirit Strengths. And just because you call or just because you click the QR code doesn't mean you're enrolled. You know, it just gives us your information and then
starts the process.
Yeah. We will contact you and because it's research, there is a consent process. So I do, our staff will go over that with you and give you all of the information, all the ins and outs. And it is voluntary. So you can decide at that time point, yes, I do want to participate, or actually that sounds great, but good luck.
Yeah.
And that's okay as well. So it depends.
But I know you want to be very transparent with everybody about what they're getting into, and that's all part of this sign up process, right?
Correct.
To explain, you know, here's what we're talking about, here's what you can expect, here's what we're going to do for you, and put it all out there for everybody.
Yes.
And that's really important.
Yes.
And I do want to ask you a bit about, I hope everyone knows the reputation of Johns Hopkins University, but just in case, I mean, this is a very prestigious school. They do a lot of research in a lot of different areas, and that's kind of who is behind this and their efforts here in the area of the Four Corners region, right? And they've been here for a little while, I think, doing work and helping people and setting them up with resources and things like that.
Yeah, so Johns Hopkins University. So we're under the Bloomberg School of Public Health, which is the number one public health school in the world, actually, and under international health. And our center, the center, which is formerly known as Center for American Indian Health, and we recently changed our name a couple of years ago to Indigenous Health, you know, just we're moving with the times, of course. And our center has been in Shiprock since the 80s. So we had started there. Our center had broadly started with doing participating in immunizations, the immunization trials. So we do have a team there that is also working in infectious disease. And we like we participated in the Pfizer vaccine trial. We're one of two sites in the whole country that focused on Native American population enrolling for the Pfizer vaccine trial. We do a lot of thing on like pneumococcal, things like that. So,
right.
So yeah. So
long history.
Yeah. So we've been here for a long time. Yeah.
Right. And a longer history with the school, of course. It's been, I forget when Johns Hopkins was founded, but it's before my time for sure.
Correct.
A long, long time. But doing a lot of good work in public health and some of this research that we're that we are talking about. And I think it's just worth noting that this program has got some really good roots and really good people behind it as far as talking about best practices and things like that. And putting it all together the way we were talking about it, so that's I think is great. And you've been there for how long? What's your history with the school?
Yeah, this past summer I've been at the center for 10 years, working on different projects.
Very good. And this is the latest one.
And this is the latest one. We normally have our staff are very, very well versed and very talented. We usually have our hand in different buckets. So a couple of other programs that we have going on as well, besides this one, is we also have another home visiting study called Language is Medicine, which is pretty similar. It's also home visiting. It's really it's a language nutrition program on similar age group that we're looking at. So if you're interested in that, you can also call. We're looking for families who have a child 9 to 18 months.
Okay.
And it's just extra support and education, of course, on like language development.
Gotcha.
And specifically, if you feel like your child has language development delays, then there's some screenings and things that can happen there. We also have a suicide prevention program. And that one is just a service. That one is not research. So with that one, we do case management for families or for individuals for individuals who have suicidal ideations, 10 to 24 years old. And we have several people who will follow and help manage that as needed and give them the extra support. The other service project that we have is called the Smoke Alarm Project. So we that one's funded by FEMA, and again, just a service project, and we're looking for, and this can be for anyone, so you can also call that number, that 4234 number, and we will install a smoke alarm for anyone and everyone. So
how about that?
As long as you're in the hours radius of a drive, we have our staff that are trained to do that, and we give you a little bit of education with it. But it's smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors. So if you know anyone, or if it's your family, your neighbor, your grandma, anyone, just give us a call, and we just need an address, and we will send someone over, and they will install that for you.
They'll install it too. They won't just drop the box off on the porch.
Okay. We will not do that.
Nice. Because
it will sit on the porch or on the counter, and
you'll get it on the wall or on the ceiling, wherever it needs to be, and get it going. Perfect.
Yeah.
Very good. And that phone number again, 505-368-4234 is the number folks can sign up. And I wanted to go back just a bit and just talk about this idea of home visiting, because that seems to be a more recent idea when it comes to visiting for anything, maybe for the elderly or new moms is what we're talking about. But it really seems to be kind of the way things are headed to get, you know, folks into the home, so moms aren't stressed of having to go somewhere and take the kids somewhere and things like that, and to really kind of meet moms and families where they are and bring these services to the home. And that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I think also people are more comfortable in their own environment. They can be themselves. It's not as rushed usually.
Right. And not as sterile, maybe, a meeting in a conference room or doctor's office or something, I suppose, right?
And yes. And they can care for whatever is going on. We meet families as they're making dinner. We meet families, you know, as they have things going on, and just talking and going through things with them. But yeah, the home visits, people do like that. And it doesn't, I just want to also just be clear that that's that's the service that we offer. But we do have moms that are like, actually, I don't want you to come to my home, or maybe they live with other people, and those other people, the owners of the home, don't want visitors to come over. So moms are the participants are also, if they prefer, you know, they can come to our office. We do have several people who do that. Or we could meet at a different location, like a mom here actually called and was like, hey, could you meet us at the Farmington Public Library? So we've done that.
Okay. There are options.
Yeah. Yeah. We've met a mom at Webb Chevrolet as she was getting her car, you know, fixed. Like, you're not doing anything for 2 hours. Let's
hang
out.
Right. No kidding.
So, yeah. So different things. So we definitely prefer the home, but if families want to meet somewhere else, we're happy to do that as well.
Gotcha.
Or a combination of both.
Okay. Very, very good. And again, you are looking for moms, new moms, repeat moms to be part of this Family Spirit Strength Study. And they can sign up through the QR code that's on the screen right now, or give a call to that phone number that we have shared a couple of times, 505-368-4234. It's basically an hour's drive of the Shiprock Northern Navajo Medical Center, basically, is the radius that we're talking about. But that includes all the four states and the Four Corners region and a lot of San Juan County, I would say. So a lot of moms are maybe eligible to take part in this. And about how many are you looking for? What would be a good number to have sign up for this study?
It's a great question. We are looking to enroll 78 moms into this program. And currently, we are, I want to say, maybe 12.
Okay. On your way.
Yeah, we're on it. We definitely are doing better, so we're on the way, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
But that number would give you, I guess, maybe the numbers that you need to make this research maybe have a little more weight, I guess, than maybe just a smaller sample?
Yeah, so I know there's some kind, I'm going to butcher this because I don't remember the exact terms, but that number is specific to what you're saying, you know, proving.
Like, right. It's a large enough sample, results would be more.
It's a piece of the sample. Yeah. But I can also let people know that we are also expanding this program. Mm-hmm. We want to check, you know, just in other communities as well. So we are going to be expanding to Michigan, which is to a tribe in Michigan. But we're also going to be expanding to Chinle, to the Chinle service unit. So for those of you who are maybe have relatives or know someone out in that area, same criteria, hours radius of Chinle. But we are going to be expanding there. And I think total it's 300 and something combined.
Okay.
All three sites, but our sites.
Data together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That way we're able to see different locations. But with Shiprock specifically, we're looking for 78 to complete our piece
of
the puzzle.
Very good. And I keep saying new moms and repeat moms, but you also have caregivers as part of this as well, which really opens it up to a lot more individuals as well. These female caregivers, right? Maybe an auntie or a grandma or whomever, right? That are
correct.
Caring for these children. And that's also, they're also eligible to take part in this.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Because we have moms who are caregivers who maybe got this child under not so great circumstances, and they stepped up. And so it's challenging, you know, that's not something they were looking for. And so, you know, this type of support is needed, and they welcome it.
Right. And lots of different types of support, as you were talking about, and other maybe resources that you can refer people to or help them to take advantage of by just making that connection.
Yeah. And this program is also, it's a randomized control trial, which I should have mentioned earlier. So it's a 50-50 chance of a mom getting into either the Family Spirit Strengths, which are the lessons, the a minimum of four, maximum of 16 lessons that are aimed at, again, improving maternal mental health. And so relaxation techniques, coping skills, that kind of stuff. Or if they could also, like I said, 50-50 chance of getting into the Family Spirit Nurture curriculum, which is just, it's a nutrition curriculum. So just exactly what you're thinking, age appropriate things for children, snacks and first foods and bottle feeding or breastfeeding, whichever one you're doing, and then nutrition for the whole family, meal planning, that kind of stuff. And so that is actually a program that we did do in Shiprock as well. The Family Spirit Nurture Research Study was done, I want to say 18 2018 to 2021 or so. We are published for that in JAMA, and so that one did have very positive results. The moms who did receive that curriculum breastfed longer, their children were growing at a healthier weight by age one, and preliminary results, now we did a long-term follow-up, are still growing at a healthier weight at age five. And so that curriculum is also very effective. So we consider that to also be a win-win. So you either get either or, but everybody does the surveys that I was talking about, the pre, post, and then the end line survey. And everybody gets the opportunity to get resources and get their very own family health coach to help them through other potentially things that they're going through.
Very good.
Resources.
Excellent. So it sounds to me that no matter who signs up, if they get accepted into this survey, whether they're in the one half or the other half, they're going to get really useful information and really useful skills and support for no matter what they're doing with their
Correct.
Families.
Yes.
And so it's a win-win, as I mentioned at the beginning. And now we are full circle, and now we're running out of time. So last few bits of information, if folks would like more information or want to sign up, again, the QR code is on the screen. They can scan that and start the process, I guess, of maybe finding out more information if they are eligible, or they can use that phone number and give a call.
Yeah, and set up an appointment, and we're happy to come see you. And we could also do the consent process, actually, and the eligibility screening over the phone. So, and then we do prefer, well, lessons will be done in person.
At some point, there'll be an in-person meeting, sure.
Correct.
But that makes sense. And again, that phone number, one last time, 505-368-4234. The Family Spirit Strengths Study by Johns Hopkins University, the Center for Indigenous Health. And Leonla Nelson has been my guest this morning. Good morning, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank really you for having me. I appreciate your time.
You bet. It's great to talk to you. And good luck with the study.
Thank you.
Come back and let us know how it goes.
Okay.
Okay?
Very
good. Thank you very much. Back with more on KSJE.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.